AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. President Obama says conditions on the ground are not improving, so American troops will remain in Afghanistan longer than expected.
The president says security in parts of Afghanistan remains fragile, so he's planning to keep nearly 10,000 troops there through most of next year and 5,500 into 2017, calling it a modest but meaningful extension.
I am firmly convinced that we should make this extra effort.
The president had pledged to end the war on his watch. His original plan called for only leaving 1,000 Americans there in 2017. Afghan expert Stephen Biddle says that would have been a mistake.
In all likelihood, the Afghan National Security Forces would have collapsed.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The AP has learned that American special operations analysts knew the Doctors Without Borders facility in Kunduz was a hospital, but they were gathering intelligence on it because they suspected it was being used by a Pakistani operative to coordinate Taliban activity. At least 22 patients and hospital staff were killed when it was bombed. Secretary of State Kerry is condemning terrorist attacks against Israelis. He says the U.S. backs Israel's right to defend itself, and he's urging all sides to prevent inflammatory rhetoric that could lead to violence. Forecasters say one of the strongest El Niños on record will mean a wetter than normal winter for much of the U.S., including California. Only the northern tier states, the Ohio Valley states, and Alaska will be dry. It will be cold in Texas and the Deep South, but mild north of the Mason-Dixon line. Inflation has remained low over the past year. Because of that, there will be no cost of living increase for people getting Social Security benefits like people like Susan Bradshaw.
Price of food's gone up. Price of where you live's gone up, unless you live in a government-assisted place. Where are you going to get the money to live on? It makes no sense.
At this hour, the Dow's up 147. This is AP Radio News. Wildfires have burned more than 6 square miles in central Texas and are growing. A fire near the town of Smithville was 15% contained today, but state officials warn residents it could expand. President Obama is ordering new steps to reduce refrigerants as he works to secure a global climate treaty. The administration wants to extend rules targeting emissions of hydrofluorocarbons. The rules will be finalized next year. Tonight in Major League Baseball, it's Game 5 of the National League Divisional Series between the Dodgers and the Mets. Los Angeles sends Zach Greinke to the mound.
My plan is just to pitch as good as possible and hopefully it works out.
New York's starting pitcher will be Jacob DeGrom, who's hoping to keep his nerves in check.
It's the same game we've been playing all year, and I think I'm able to think about that and just try to take it one pitch at a time.
The winner will be taking on the Chicago Cubs in the National League Championship Series. That series will begin on Saturday. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.